I'm Chris Parks with a check of the latest in sports on KJAN. High school softball action on Friday night. It was Atlantic picking up a Hawkeye 10 win over Kemper Catholic on the road. 8-2 the final there as the Trojans continue their winning ways. St. Albert picked up three victories yesterday. They took down Shenandoah in a doubleheader, 3-1 and 4-3, and they also beat Missouri Valley 11-4. Western Iowa Conference play, it was Earlham, a 10-0 win over Audubon, and Logan Magnolia, 12-0 win over Trainer. In Rolling Valley play, Arweva 3-2 over Cam, Exira EHK, a 5-2 winner over Booyer Valley, Woodbine, 12-1 win over Glidden Ralston. Pride of Iowa Conference play, it was Central Decatur, a 5-4 win over Nottoway Valley, Lennox 11-2 over East Union, Southeast Warren beat Southwest Valley 12-0. The Roland Story Tournament, Glenwood beat Ogden 6-2. They fell to Roland Story 20-1. At the Spencer Tournament, it was Lamar's defeating Denison Schleswig 11-2. Boyden Hole Rock Valley over Denison 13-8. And Spencer beat Denison 11-5. Newell Fonda was a 16-3 winner over Lamar's there as well. And in other scores, it was ACGC, a 9-7 win over Woodward Granger, and Lamoni 10-0 over Orient Maxburg. In high school baseball play last night, a game featuring Hawkeye 10 team, it was St. Albert 19-8 over Logan Magnolia. In Western Iowa Conference play, Earlham a 3-2 winner over Audubon, Tri-Center a 15-5 win over ACGC. Rolling Valley play, Cam 12-1 over Arweva, Exira EHK met up with Booyer Valley, Woodbine a 15-0 winner over Glidden Ralston. In Pride of Iowa Conference action, it was Central Decatur a 10-5 win over Nottoway Valley, Lennox 10-0 over East Union, and Southeast Warren beat Southwest Valley 13-3. Other scores had Bishop Heelan beat Thomas Jefferson 10-0 in Game 1, and they won Game 2 13-0, and Lamoni a 15-0 win over Orient Maxburg. Also, the Iowa High School Athletic Association revealed their substate assignments for Class 3A and 4A schools yesterday. And in Class 3A and Substate 7, that'll include ADM, Boone, Clark, Creston, Dallas Center, Grimes, Grinnell, Perry, and Sadell. Substate 8 will be where Atlantic is included. They'll be there along with Carroll, Denison Schleswig, Gilbert, Glenwood, Greene County, Harlan, and a Winterset. And in Class 4A, Substate 8 will be comprised of Councilbus Abraham Lincoln, Councilbus Thomas Jefferson, Des Moines Hoover, Lewis Central, Norwalk, and Waukee. At the College World Series, Vanderbilt picked up a win against a decimated NC State squad. The Wolfpack were forced to play without 14 players due to health and safety protocols after a number of players had tested positive for COVID-19. Normally, Vanderbilt would have to win again to advance to the final, but Saturday's elimination game was called off due to COVID-19 protocols at the College World Series. So NC State's season ends abruptly at 37-19, and Vanderbilt will be on to the final. Texas forced an elimination game on Saturday against the Bulldogs of Mississippi State with an 8-5 victory. They scored three runs in the ninth inning to make the difference. After two Longhorns reached on walks, Ivan Melendez belted a homer to bring three runs across. That three-run lead held up in the bottom half for the Horns after a nearly two-and-a-half-hour rain delay before they came back on to finish it. And that'll force a game now today as Texas and Mississippi State will play a 6 o'clock contest here Central Time. That'll be televised on ESPN2, the winner moving on to that final against Vanderbilt. In Major League Baseball yesterday, game we had for you on the radio last night, the Cardinals dropped another one to the Pirates, 5-4. Nolan Arenado and Dylan Carlson each hit home runs, and Lars Nootbaar joined Arenado with two hits each. However, St. Louis went 1-for-9 with runners in scoring position, and they're now 36-40 on the year. The Kansas City Royals continue their struggles with a 9-4 loss to the Rangers. Whit Merrifield had two hits and an RBI in the loss. The Royals now 33-41 on the year. In other Major League Baseball scores, the Mets and the Phillies played a 7-inning doubleheader that both had to go 8 innings to decide it. The Mets won the first game 2-1, the Phillies 2-1 in the second game. The Brewers beat the Rockies 5-4 in 11 innings of action. The Orioles over the Blue Jays 6-5 in 10 innings of play. The Braves beat the Reds 3-2. Marlins 11-2 winners over the Nationals. It was the Red Sox beating the Yankees 5-3. The Rays were 4-3 winners over the Angels. Also, the Mariners beat the White Sox 9-3. The Twins 8-7 winners over the Indians. It was the Giants 2-0 over the A's. The Dodgers beat the Cubs 6-2. And the Padres 11-5 over the Diamondbacks. The Astros and Tigers were postponed. The Stanley Cup Finals now set in the NHL playoffs as the Tampa Bay Lightning wrapped up their series against the New York Islanders with a 1-0 victory to win that series 4-3 there in that deciding Game 7. Andrei Vasilevsky was great in the goal once again there for the Lightning, and they had a good defensive performance. And the Lightning advance on now to that Stanley Cup Final to take on the Montreal Canadiens, who advanced the previous night with a win over the Vegas Golden Knights. And in the NBA playoffs, it was the Milwaukee Bucks picking up a victory to even up their series against the Atlanta Hawks, 125-91 last night as the Bucks pick up that win. We'll have Cardinals baseball for you once again here today on KJN as they take on the Pirates, 12:20 pregame, first pitch on the way at 1:15. That's a look at sports. I'm Chris Parks, KJAN Sports.